6. 6 Music. From 2 a.m. Introducing with Tom Robinson. At midnight, Don Letts. Right now, it's Guy Garvey's finest hour.
Who put Garvey on the air?
The B, Barry BC. That's who.
I'm so tired. I haven't slept a wink. I'm so tired. My mind is on the blink. I wonder, should I get up and fix myself a drink? No, no, no. I'm so tired. I don't know what to do. I'm so tired. My mind is set on you. I wonder, should I call you? But I know what you would do.
You'd say, wouldn't you wonder? It's no joke. It's doing me harm. You know I can't sleep. I can't stop my brain. You know it's 3 weeks. I'm going insane. You know I'd give you everything I've got for your peace of mind.
I'm so tired. I'm feeling so upset. Although I'm so tired, I'll have another cigarette and curse the Walter Raleigh. He was such a stupid get.
You'd say, wouldn't you want, but it's no joke. It's doing me harm, you know I can't sleep. I can't stop my brain, you know.
Birds alone.
What's this? Does it sound vaguely familiar? It's not the usual theme music to the finest hour. In fact, it's the theme music to Midnight Caller. I don't know if you remember that programme. It was about a late-night radio DJ who was also a detective. It was ridiculous. And this music is incredibly cheesy, but I thought it more fitting because, as the first song that I played this week suggests, it's very late at night stroke, early in the morning for me. This is my finest hour. Oh, I'm Guy Garvey, the lead singer of Elbow. This could be my finest hour. I'm incredibly jet-lagged. And it's 5 o'clock in the morning. I'm pre-recording the show, of course, and I'm all over the place. I've come back from Australia and New Zealand, an amazing trip. You heard last week's show, I'm sure, that I made while I was out there. Since then, I've heard Jessica Hoop's show that she did the week before, filling in for me. She did a wonderful job. But yeah, I've got home. I'm actually, I'm only in Manchester for today and tomorrow. I'm going to New York tomorrow, which is even further out of the time zone that my body and spirit is in at the moment. But I'm having fun with jet lag. So the theme of this week's show is tiredness, the night, the dawn, and all things related to jet lag. And, you know, I'll be touching on the fun you can have with it as we go on through the show. All the regular features, the Beccapedia will be dropping by with some wisdom for us. Something related to New Zealand this week, I'm very happy to say. And I'll share with you a lovely day off I had in New Zealand, actually, when we do that. And also, It Was Moida will be taking another criminal cover version to the courts of justice in It Was Moida. Lots of Song for Guy recommendations and lots of amazing new music this week. Some really special stuff, including a new one from Bonnie Prince Billy in his latest guise. And all in all, given the theme is the night, quite a mellow second half to the show. I think probably the sleepiest second half to the finest hour we've ever had. But this next song is an absolute logical choice given the theme of this week's show. I love the lyric. The band will be sadly missed, or the fact that they're not making records anymore. is something we'll have to get used to as time goes on. I always point out my favourite little lyric in this song. It's the words, "It's furious balancing." I think that's such a great image. It's somebody on a tightrope, really fighting to keep their balance, maybe with a pole. And it's used to describe somebody with a difficult lifestyle. He is a night worker and therefore a day sleeper. Here's REM, and happy Sunday to you, whenever and wherever you may be.
Receiving department, 3 a.m. Staff cuts have socked up the overage. Directives are posted, no callbacks, complaints. Everywhere is calm. Hong Kong is present, Taipei wakes up. Talk of circadian rhythm. Say why. Fluorescent, flat, caffeine lights. It's furious balancing. I'm the screen, the blinding light. I'm the screen, I work at night. I see the day with the newsprint gray. My night is color.
REM and Day Sleeper, something I am at the moment, the jet lag special moving forward. So lots of songs about the night, lots of songs about the dawn. The fact that it's mostly about being tired, this show, doesn't mean that it's all going to be soporific, somnambulistic perhaps. But no, you can have very, very up-tempo songs involving the night. This one from Ride is a particular favourite. This is Black Night Crash. Turn it up.
Girls come in love.
Hyde and Black Knight Crash. Impressive enough a song that I know exactly where I was the first time I heard it. We used to do little acoustic nights long before we were signed at a place called Down Under Bar. It was called Gecko, and my friend Irshad Ashraf, who's now quite a prominent documentary maker in the UK, I remember him dropping it during his DJ set. It was quite a head turner. It was Ride and Black Knight Crash. The Gecko nights at Down Under were fantastic. Lots of bands on the way up used to pop in and do acoustic numbers. Doves did one. I remember Badly Drawn Boy doing one. There was always somebody good playing down there. And I believe that Clint Boone of the Inspiral Carpets recorded one night and videoed it. We'll have to dig that out now and see just how we've all changed. Okay, a song for Guy recommendation now from Cameron Jones. Cameron says, continuing my self-appointed task of recommending to you and your audience beautiful Australian music, I invite you to have a look, see and listen to this choice cut. It's from a guy that calls himself Gautier. It's called Heart's a Mess. Gautier derived from Gautier, which is the French for his real name, which is Wouter, Wally de Becker. Wouter is Belgium, I guess, for Walter in English. His voice has been compared to Sting and Peter Gabriel, and it really does go some amazing places in this tune. Thanks very much for the recommendation, Cameron Jones. Here is Gautier, spelled G-O-T-Y-E, and Heart's a Mess.
Pieces of your heart, let me peer inside. Let me in, where only your thoughts have been. Let me occupy your mind as you do mine.
Your heart's a mess. you stay chaste so you can wait. I don't wanna waste my love.
Pretty special, isn't it? And just the right length as well. That's Gotye, G-O-T-Y-E, as recommended by Cameron Jones, and that's called Heart's a Mess.
BBC Six Music.
Steve Lamack, an inquiring mind.
The curiosity gene in my journalistic head is now thinking, how do we get from Louis Sum into something which leads you to Six Music?
A passion for music.
Lyrically, it's special. This gorgeous piece of lilting, shoegaze-esque music.
And a good ear for gossip.
It's one of those apocryphal stories which I still like to believe is true, but this record, if you believe the legends, was born out of a heated exchange, shall we say, at one of Radio 1's old fun days in the 70s.
Steve Lamack.
That's jaunty, isn't it? It's more jaunty than I remember it.
Weekday afternoons from 4.
Jaunty, that is. It's jaunty.
On Six Music.
You know where we live.
Jolly Jupiter. It's Guy Garvey's finest hour.
Let's push on for another one from... I keep saying that. Let's push on, in chaps, from Bryce Cole in Southern California. He says, Guy, I enjoy each week your show in sunny California. It's the first thing I do when I get to work on a Monday morning. Recently this week, I was dusting off some of my CDs to file into binders, and I came across the Andrew Oldham Orchestra's Rolling Stones songbook with an instrumental of the song The Last Time, which was sampled by The Verve for their trick... for their track, even, Bittersweet Symphony. Well, thank you very much. This is a recommendation from Bryce Cole. This is the Andrew Oldham Orchestra with an instrumental of the Rolling Stones, The Last Time. You're not going to believe just how much The Verve lifted. But when you hear it like that, it was begging to be turned into a song, wasn't it? The Andrew Oldham Orchestra's instrumental version of The Last Time by the Rolling Stones, sampled, of course, by The Verve. I don't believe they cleared the sample and they ended up paying quite a lot of money for that, or so the apocryphal story goes. Here's a little story for you now. In considering the theme of this week's show, Songs About the Night, I was reminded of an Elbow song, which is one of my favourites that we've ever written, called Great Expectations. The song paints a picture of an erstwhile marriage that takes place on the top deck of a bus, and in the middle of the lyrics is the line, singing, "Bring on the night, to have and to hold, the sodium light turning silver to gold." Bring on the Night was actually the wrong song. I wanted to conjure this image of two young people being passionate about being alone in the night, about a wet northern cold night being just this thing that you want, and I was thinking of the song, well, I was thinking of this song, Here Comes the Night by them, Van Morrison's band, but I actually put down in the lyrics, Bring on the Night, which is the wrong song. But here's the song that I meant the couple to be singing in the imagery of the lyrics. Did that make sense to you? I'm not sure I'm making sense. Let's just listen to the tune. Here Comes the Night by them.
With another guy, his arm around her like it used to be with me. Oh, it makes me want to die. Wonder what is wrong with me. Why can I accept the fact she's chosen him and simply let them be? Whoa. The way I used to do. I see her closing her eyes and telling him lies, exactly like she told me to. Yeah.
Here Comes the Night by them. That's a song I wanted the characters in an Elbow song called Great Expectations to be singing together on the top deck of a bus. And what I actually put in the lyrics was the wrong song title. In the lyric it says, singing Bring on the Night, which is this song by The Police. It's still a cracker though.
Afternoon has gently
The Police and Bring On The Night. Amazing. I love the guitar on that. I mean, all three of them are fantastic players. Stuart Copeland's very fond of ribbing Sting in the press, and I do remember a particular bitter attack in Q magazine. I think the feature was called Cash for Questions, and readers would send in questions for whoever was coming up. Stuart Copeland slagged Sting off all the way through this article, but then one of the questions at the end of the article was, if you could form a supergroup, who would be in it? And he named the members of The Police, which makes a little tear come to my eye. Being in a band is an important thing. So despite all the bitterness, and at that point they hadn't reformed at all, he still considered them to be an amazing band, which they were. I love playing The Police on the programme because it really upsets Mark Riley, who is actively dislikes The Police. Another song for Guy recommendation now. This one's from a character calling himself Ice Cream Joe. He doesn't say why in his email. It just goes like this. Hi Guy, I'm a regular listener. I love to listen back on a Saturday morning when I'm up running around with the kiddies. Simone is 9 months and Rudy is 2. Wow. They love the show too. The song I'd recommend is Galileo by Declan O'Rourke. Simultaneously beautiful and haunting, and it's my wife Cassie and I's wedding song. Declan O'Rourke is one of the most amazing voices for a young man, and Paul Weller said it's the one song in the last 20 years he wish he'd written. Play it and you will love it. I had a listen to it, and you're quite right, Joe. Do send us an email and let us know why you're known as Ice Cream Joe. It sounds like a 1920s James Cagney style gangster name. Very cool. Lots of love to you and your girls, and here is the wonderful Declan O'Rourke with Galileo.
Galileo fell in love as a Galilean boy, and he wondered what in heaven, who invented such a joy. But the question got the better of his scientific mind, and to his blind and dying gaze, he looked up high and often sighed and sometimes cried. Who puts the rainbow in the sky? Who lights the stars at night? Dreamt up someone so divine, someone like you, and made them mine. Love can make you ask some funny questions now and then, but just remember the alternatives, for I remember when I was lonely and unhappy, and my lips were cold as ice, but you kissed me, and good heavens, now I'm here in paradise. So if ever I'm not kissing you or looking in your eyes, I won't be blind and I won't cry. I'll look up high and gladly sigh and thank the guy who puts the rainbow in the sky. Lights the stars at night. Who dreamt up someone so divine? Someone like you and made them mine. someone like you and made them mine.
Declan O'Rourke for Ice Cream Joe and His Girls, and that was Galileo. Wonderful, beautiful, interesting music. And you know, wonderful, beautiful, interesting music don't just take care of itself. Whoa, no. You need good police. Our Victim was the first single to be released from Roxy Music's 1975 album Siren. A hit on both sides of the Atlantic, its staccato vocals and percussive bassline thrilled fans with its stylish swagger and sent the audio assassins into overdrive. First 70s bouffant-haired teen heartthrob Leif Garrett attempted to create a devious doppelganger with his slavish cover version. However, the evil plot was scuppered by a Fisher-Price-style backing track, and the only lasting damage was a bad case of flyaway hair. Next, although only recently paroled, career criminal Ali Campbell embarked on a vicious attack involving synthesized reggae and drowning by reverb. Only a sudden segue swerve into Baker Street saved it from certain death. Then jazz western swing outfit Hot Club of Cowtown, with their strange and scary combination of smoky 30s Parisian jazz and cowpoke country fiddle, left it with an identity crisis so frightening that it didn't know whether to drink a bottle of red or smoke a cheroot. But when 80s high NRG disco divas Modern Rocketry donned their boiler suits, fired up the DX7 and prepared to blast this 70s stunner into high orbit, it was murder. Stop.
Lumber up, you can guess the rest. Oh, catch that buzz. Love is the drug I'm thinking of. The dog got a hook in me. Oh, get that buzz. Love is the dog I'm thinking of. Oh, can't you see? Love, the dog for me.
Eventually and mercifully, Love is the Drug by Roxy Music. More Moider next week.
Six Music.
The first time in the studio, my hands came out in almost like an involuntary moment of, yes, this is what I'm talking about.
Classic album of the day.
Iconic records that changed music history.
This Wednesday, we're playing tracks from The Verve's Urban Hymns throughout the day.
The drugs don't work.
Then from four, join me, Steve Lamacq, when I'll be talking to Verve frontman Richard Ashcroft about the making of their 1997 classic Urban Hymns.
When we were going to the studio, we all felt like we were more like scientists going to a lab to have fun and create.
Classic album of the day.
The Verve, this Wednesday.
On BBC Radio 6.
Music.
Guy Garvey, the right side of the celestial equator.
So the theme of the show is jet lag. What kind of things do I get up to? I nearly always try and write. The night time is the right time to write lyrics, actually. You know you're not going to get disturbed. You know no one's going to ring you. No one's going to come at the door. You don't have to think about going out, and I almost think at the beginning of your day, when you're considering all that you have to do, it's difficult to open yourself to creativity. I think when you know that you're not going to be disturbed and you don't have to think about anything other than writing and going to bed, then that's a great thing. So I've been getting up at 2 o'clock in the morning, 3 o'clock in the morning, 5 o'clock in the morning, as with this morning, which is why I sound so tired. And yes, I've scribbled some good stuff, I think, you know. Maybe when I come round from the jet lag, I'll realise it's all nonsense. But I'm one of those people who never got over the fact that once I moved out of my mum's house, nobody told me when to go to bed anymore. I still get quite a kick out of being up on my own. The fact that I don't have any choice at the moment doesn't mean that I'm any less in love with the night. And that's why I've chosen this song by the wonderful Dawn Landes. I'm in Love with the Night is the name of the song. I can totally relate to it. And it was a Song for Guy recommendation long, long ago from Jane Nash in Brighton. It turned me on to Dawn's music. She's a very beautiful, elegant girl as well. And she's from Louisville, Kentucky, which to locals of that particular town is pronounced Louvoo. And she would pronounce my name much the way that my cousins here in Burnley do. She would probably call me Gar. That's what the southerners do, and that's what the kids up in the hills here in the north of England do as well, coincidentally. So here you go. I'm Gar Garvey. This is Dawn Landes. I'm in Love with the Night. Thanks again to Jane and Brian for recommending it all that time ago.
Out on the pavement,
Dawn Landis and I'm in Love with the Night. She's great. Is she making another record? I hope so. We've had quite enough night. Let's break it up a bit with a triumphant March of the Dawn by Mummers. I think this lot are from Brighton, if memory serves. And our friend Jyoti Osan, who plays that violin with Elbow, I think she appears on this track. It's great. It's all about the dawn. It's March of the Dawn.
Just let me sit alone. this chair my own make-believe little throne. Oh, honey, and collect the thoughts that'll help me to stay. Honestly, why can't you just let it be? Let me quietly drink myself to sleep. Sit honestly, it's not what it appears to be, but only memories that ain't got shit to do. In your sky, when my lightning crashes across that night, no shadows of doubt are of turning in that questioning little mind, just a burning rekindled truth. One single agonizing, blinding white light. 'Cause honestly, honey, you are the queen, but you had better leave, or I will be forced to be king. So now quietly, without questions or screams, just sit in and leave it well enough alone. When I've raised hell, you of all people are gonna know me, and there'll be nothing not nailed down. Silence will creep back into this pettiest of all places. He'll ask again, which is better or for worse, living with me or living with all my gold. Honestly, why can't you just let it be? And let me quietly drink myself to sleep. And honestly, it's not what it appears to be, but only memories that ain't got shit. Woman, I've raised hell, heaven knows you're gonna know it. There won't be a shadow of doubt in your bright little mind. No pictures left hanging, only lonely unpainted nails. Oh, honey, you connect those dots, rewriting the walls.
This is BBC Radio
6 Music.
Who put Garvey on the air?
The B, Barry BC. That's who.
My five-string serenade beneath the water of play, and while I'm playing for you, it could be raining, that you. My five-string serenade beneath the water of play, and while I'm playing for you, it could be raining that you. And on my easel I drew while I was thinking of you, and on the roof of my head, in came my five-string serenade.
was, of course, Five String Serenade by the wonderful Mazzy Star. That takes me to a place where I feel like I should have been heartbroken to it once, but I don't think I ever have been. But something about it pulls me in, like songs that I've enjoyed while being heartbroken in my youth. Does that make any sense? I'm probably not making any sense, because my brain is somewhere over the Atlantic, my soul is somewhere in Australasia, and my body is here in North Manchester making this program for you. This is the Jet Lag Special, and Mazzy Star, When You Can't Sleep, is just the perfect thing. It's the closest thing to relaxation, the relaxation of sleep you can get without actually going to sleep. New music now from yet another splinter coming from the Fleet Foxes lot. This is Poor Moon, named after their favourite Canned Heat song. It's also my favourite Canned Heat song, and I'll play it for you next week. This song's called Illusion, and it's from the Illusion EP, which is out now, and it's great.
It's not fair. Can I be as unaware as I seem? Laying there, like I don't know how to prepare to be seen. Not saying a lot and good at keeping the reasons I got. Worth another try to keep myself from wasting time. I wanna learn to rely on what I first decide when the moment comes before it passes me by. When the moment comes, so I don't have to think twice. Nobody knows why we chose this state of mind, or why we believe it's the only kind we want. We've only got to make our own minds believe we're living in the kind of world we want to see. With no reason to hide, not much comes as a real surprise. If you find yourself with trouble, it can still remind you next time. And while I'm still alive, it's worth another try to keep myself from wasting time. Wanna learn to rely on what I first decide when the moment comes before passes me by. Wanna learn to rely on what I first decide when the moment comes, so I don't have to think twice.
That was Poor Moon and Illusion from the Illusion EP, which is out now. More new music now. This is particularly striking. I absolutely love it. This is Trembling Bells featuring Bonnie Prince Billy. It's an a cappella number called Tincture of Tears. And the only thing that betrays it as not being a very old traditional song It's the modern references in the lyrics, which are absolutely the Bonnie Prince's. You can just tell. Really beautiful words. See if you can focus on them. This is Trembling Bells featuring Bonnie Prince Billy and Tincture of Tears.
A tincture of tears and a triple cross for you. Enraptured by alchemy kiss, our teeth dissolve to glue. Not holding hands, but brushing arms while walking through the park. Your smile's a heliolithic god that all men bend before. I gazed up at the Sussex Downs, a poem froze in clay, enacting all those copper songs as in some ancient play. Then further down to brighten the sibilant sea did rush. I trembled like a Venetian blind, remembering your touch. A nightingale choking on a worm. True beauty's always tempered by the fingerprint of pain. So I'll sing praise to your imperfect face, and never count on nothing but your fingernails.
Now then, it was 1940 and Ruru Karaitiana was far from home. The native New Zealander was standing on the deck of the troopship Aquitania off the coast of Africa when a friend pointed out a passing cloud of blue smoke. Staring into the sky, Ruru watched the smoke's progress, thinking of home as he composed a song in his head. 8 years later, Blue Smoke was to become the first record to be wholly produced in New Zealand and its first totally homegrown hit, selling 20,000 copies in a year, which among a population of 1.8 million constituted a big success. And it's easy to see why countless crooners from Dean Martin to Leslie Howard fell in love with this song. From the wistful voice of Pixie Williams to the slow, dreamlike Hawaiian instruments of Ruru's quintet, the languid warmth of nostalgia seeps from this recording, like listening to the comforting crackle of an old radio. And why am I telling you this? Because you need to know.
Goodbye. stay. I promise to be true and to love only you. Blue smoke goes drifting by into the deep blue skies. My memories of home will never
Episode 6, The Mind.
Exactly 5 minutes past eight. Shane Meadows is doing a documentary.
Hungry.
Resemblance to monkeys. George Bush.
Could eat some toast, actually.
Is it too early to have a burrito?
Lucy's always going about having a piece of fruit in the morning,
The details of Secret Service agents protecting...
Chocolate cake.
...to Australia.
A lovely pie.
Oh, a pie. Pies!
Soldier, will you marry me?
Cake, yeah. Cake and a cup of coffee. Cake, okay. That's decided upon. Cakey.
So there you go. Some Laura Marling.
The Sean Keaveney Breakfast Show.
Breakfast is the only thing on our minds.
Weekday mornings from 7 on BBC Radio. Music.
He's a space nut, you know.
As chosen by the Beckopedia, that was Pixie Williams and the Ruru Karateana Quartet and Blue Smoke. Wonderful. More Beckopedia next week. So that takes me back to my recent past. When we finished the tour of Oz, in fact, I was in New Zealand, I think, when I made the programme for you. Was I? Did I make last week's show in Australia or New Zealand? This is something that me and my tour manager laugh at, because you're always knackered when you're on the other side of the world because of the time zone difference. You quite often forget your gigs. So having had a lovely time, I've just got like fractured images of smiling people in the crowds. I don't remember it all too clearly. If you're at any of those shows and you fancy filling any blanks for me, then please feel free to email. I won't bore the listeners with them, but it'd be very good for my memory. Thanks for that. Anyway, so we had a day off when we were in Auckland, and a guy called Alex took us out on his boat. We went fishing. Beautiful. The New Zealanders have got a great way of looking after their fish in terms of you're not allowed to fish any particular species too heavily because so many people rely on it for their livelihood, which is something we could think about doing in this part of the world, couldn't we? So consequently, I pulled 18 red snapper out of the sea, most of which were too small and we threw back, but the ones that we didn't, because everybody in the band got the similar amount of fish, we ate on the beach the next day with the rest of the crew. For one reason or another, we don't get a chance to hang out with the crew as much as we used to, just because you've got to fit in a lot when you're on tour. So it was a really nice way to end the tour. Thanks to Alex and a lovely day out. It was absolutely wonderful. And as we were out on the sea, I found myself singing this song by Doves. It is, of course, Sea Song, and I love it, I love it, I love it. Cheers to everyone in NZ. As amazing as the first time I heard it, that was Doves and Sea Song, dedicated to our skipper Alex and everybody in New Zealand. Do you remember I dedicated last week's show? Our featured artist was Neil Finn. I forgot to tell you, he turned up at the last of our Auckland shows. I had a nice chat with him. What a lovely bloke he is. And he stayed and watched the vast majority of our set as well. But what a lovely guy he is. Very warm, friendly, open bloke. I was going to stick a microphone in his face and get an interview for this programme, but we literally met him for 10 minutes before we went on stage, and it wouldn't have been appropriate. Anyway, lots of love to Neil Finn and everyone who looked after us in New Zealand. How do you follow Doves? Well, if you're the chief of police and you can do anything, you follow them with whatever you want. What about the ink spots?
Every night about this time, oh, how I miss you. I drift into our old rendezvous every night about this time. The gang keeps on asking why you're not around, and I keep pretending that you're just out of town. Every night about this time, memories haunt me, wandering to who's dancing with you. Every night about this time, and whenever they croon our favorite tune, a tear falls with every rhyme. Oh, how I miss you. Every night about this time.
Every night about this time, honey, that's when I miss you. I drift in and out all our old rendezvous every night just about this time. The gang keeps on asking, say, boy, where's your gal? How come she ain't around? Well, I just keep on pretending that you went out of town.
Every night about this time, memories haunt me, wandering to who's dancing with you. Every night about this time, and whenever they croon our favorite tune, a tear falls with every rhyme. Oh, how I miss you. Every night about this time.
Every night about this time, in keeping with the theme of this week's show, that's the Ink Spots. New music again now. This is Annie Brunn and Jose Gonzalez, neither of whom we've heard from for a while. The song is called Worship, and the single is out on the 9th of April. Ladies and gentlemen, this is a beautiful thing, a mantra worthy of prayer. Annie Brunn and Jose Gonzalez and Worship.
Never worship your life.
He never worshipped. He never worshipped your life. He never worshipped. He never worshipped your life.
I'm not sure what I meant by a mantra worthy of prayer. Words jumping into my knackered head. It's all right though, because I'm flying to New York tomorrow morning, just to show off my jet lag lifestyle. That was an accident. Don't laugh at your own gags. My mum said this to me once. Don't laugh at your own gags, son. Jimmy Tarbuck laughs at his own gags. If any of you don't know who Jimmy Tarbuck is, because I know we have quite a large international listenership here on the Finest Hour, it's worth googling his face. This song is on my mind all the time when I'm travelling, especially if I'm missing my missus, who I'm happy to say going to have some food with very shortly. This is Bruce Cockburn and Live on My Mind. The lyrics are just sublime, and the beautiful hypnotic effect that the guitars have as well make it one of my favourite songs. We've covered it actually as a B-side, and I'm very happy to say in a month's time or so, Elbow are putting together their very first B-side collection, which is something we're all buzzing about, because B-side world is a strange land where you get to do things that you probably wouldn't do for an album. Anyway, this was a B-side cover version, but this is the original Bruce Cockburn and Live on My Mind. Thank you.
standing in the door against the dark. Fireflies around you like a crown of sparks. You blow me a kiss that blurs my vision. Blurs the human condition. You're the ocean ringing in my brain. You are my island ripe with cane. Catch the scent of strange flowers when you pass. Fluid motion like the wind and grass.
Got your love.
Bruce Coburn and Live on My Mind. Let's punctuate the sleepwalk effect of these beautiful mellow tunes with something involving the Dawn. I wouldn't call it a happy tune at all, but it's quite wryly funny. It's Willie Nelson, An Opportunity to Cry. And just before we play it, I heard a fantastic story. It might have been Mark Radcliffe who told me this story, actually. You know, sometimes religious images appear in strange places and lots of people make pilgrimages to go and see, I don't know, a tomato where the Virgin Mary's face has appeared arranged in the seeds. Well, the face of Jesus started appearing on the outside wall of a church and it was getting clearer by the day, and pilgrimages from all over the world were coming to see this slowly emerging image of Christ on the wall of this church. It turns out that it was a Willie Nelson poster that they'd whitewashed over, and the ink was slowly bleeding through the paint. I do love that. Anyway, this little number is dedicated to an old friend who sent it me a long time ago. She knows who she is. This is Opportunity to Cry.
Just watch the sunrise on the other side of town. Once more I've waited, and once more you've let me down. This would be a perfect time for me to die. I'd like to take this opportunity to cry. You gave your word, now I'll return it to you with this suggestion as to what you can do. Just exchange the words I love you to goodbye, while I take this opportunity to cry. I'd like to see you, but I'm afraid I don't know wrong from right. And if I saw you, would I kiss you? I want to kill you on sight. It's been a long night, so I think I'll go home and feed my nightmares. They've been waiting all night long. They'll be the last ones to tell me goodbye. And they'll give me many opportunities to cry.
Willie Nelson, An Opportunity to Cry. I've just realised that the link going into this song suggested that I was talking about an ex-girlfriend. I wasn't. This is a beautiful, lovely late night Sunday tune. When I first heard this band, I couldn't believe how tender and creative and inventive and exciting the music was. I've since become friends with Tom Barman, the lead singer of Deus, but I still get the same vibes off his music. Wake Me Up Before I Sleep. In keeping with our theme, this is beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
up before I sleep. I'll promise that I'll concentrate on only the last frame. Cover only one sound, some kind of sweet, weird kind of strange around. Wake me up before I sleep. Can't you see? Too many colors here, colors there, colors everywhere. Cover only one ground, the blackest of blacks. I don't want to surround me. There's nothing I can say that isn't gonna be. There's nothing I can do that isn't gonna be a mistake. Wake me up before I sleep now. I haven't had an inch of what I thought I got from this awful high. Cover me in one die, just lie here with me, we'll let the train go by. There's nothing I can say that isn't gonna be. There's nothing in my way. No, it's gonna be a mistake.
Deus and Wake Me Up Before I Sleep.
It's important that Six Music plays underground music or undiscovered music, because no one else does. We deserve a medal, and one day I'm sure we'll get one.
This is Mark Riley.
If I like a record, I play it. If I really, really like it, I ask him in for a session. It's a very complicated system I dreamt up myself.
Monday to Thursday nights from 7.
Six Music.
I work along the lines of, if you don't like what's on now, hopefully you will like what's coming up straight afterwards. Hence a 10-minute Genesis track back-to-back with some Japanese black metal, or maybe the new single from the Jim Jones Review. People should be interested in the show because it's full of interesting music. I mean, the fact that a dullard presents it probably takes some of the sheen off, but you can't have everything, eh?
Mark Riley on BBC Radio 6 Music.
Guy Garvey on 6 Music.
The matter and the anti-matter.
Let's give the dawn breaking to Richard Hawley. This is a gorgeous song. And he's a gorgeous man.
Over roofs lays
Hope hung on every washing line. As your heart aches over life's fate, I know we never had much time for us to give what we did. There's something in those deep blue eyes as the light creeps over the houses and the slates are dark by rain. In this morning search for meaning, I hear a songbird's melody. I hear a songbird's melody, and she's singing just for me. Songbird's melody. I hear a songbird's melody, and she's singing just for me. Oh, she's singing just for me, a simple songbird's melody.
Richard Hawley and As the Dawn Breaks. We have to finish on this next song by Tom Waits. It's my favourite Images of Dawn, I think, ever. Truly beautiful and romantic. And I love the words to the middle eight. Really, really awesome. Tom Waits at his best. His Picture in a Frame. Thank you.
Since I put your picture in frame, ever since I put your picture in frame, ever since I put your picture in frame.
Just realised that Jess played that last week, but I don't think it matters. It's an awesome song. That brings us to the end of this week's show. Thank you so much for listening to my half-asleep ramblings. I've really enjoyed listening to the music, though. Yeah. Whenever we're asked why the band has stayed together for so long, the first thing all of us say is because the drug of choice is sleep deprivation. We all find it very amusing. And you've got to find sleeplessness amusing if you decide to have a career in music. Thank you very, very much for listening. Thanks to Michelle and Peter and the Beckerpedia and everybody who helps me put the show together. I'm Guy Garvey, the lead singer of Elbow, and it just remains for me to say to you... up next. Don't touch that dial.
Introducing Mixtape.
Right now,
it's Don Letts.
No matter what the people say, These Sounds leads the way. It's the order of the day from your boss DJ. Yes, I'm Don Letts, and this, my good people, is Culture Clash Radio. And for the next 2 hours, I'll be crossing time, space, and genres in my new Sunday night, Monday morning slot. But be assured, rules remain the same. Coming up in the first hour, we're talking The Shins, The Paragons, Sarah Williams White, My Bloody Valentine, The Satisfaction, Aretha Franklin, Nirvana, no, not that one, and Bally Sagu, to name just a few. Now, you know the coup and what I do. There's not too much talk and even less technique. Just taste and tunes. So let's get to it with something new from Los Míticos del Ritmo. This is Otro Merde El Polvo. Another one bites the dust.